Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
436, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. I want to remind you, over the next couple of days, we've got some really, really stellar folks who are dropping by. Bill O'Reilly is going to be here. Dinesh D'Souza's dropping by. Old pal Chris Ruddy from Newsmax is going to be here. If you miss anything, of course, you head on over to newsradiowrba.com, newsradiowrba.com. You can listen to it all over there. I had a great conversation with my old pal Michael Harrison about an hour ago. Michael is the, well, he's the dean of talk radio at this point. He is the man who publishes Talkers. That's the trade publication for talk radio, has been for 30 plus years. I'm always amazed. People go, well, what is that? Okay, well, it is what it is. It's the trade paper. All right, listen, we got a lot of stuff we're dealing with. And I as you know, I was out in Chicago last week. Delivering a speech, but also participating in a speaker's workshop, if you will. And there are lots of interesting pieces of information provided to me. Some of it was technical. And Craig Peterson joins us every Tuesday afternoon. We talk about staying safe online. We talk about some of the challenges that are out there. And we've got Black Friday and digital Black Friday and all that stuff coming up. So we'll talk about all of it. Craig, I appreciate you being here. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. And did you know that Black Friday begins the 1st of November now? All of these big stores, they're starting the sales right now.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because it used to be they had the decency to wait until the day after Thanksgiving, but no more, right?
Yeah, well, it used to be, remember Cyber Monday,
yeah,
right? And that's when you got the online deals. And
yep,
because the economy is so wonderful, they are really trying to get the sales out early right now. So it's, you're going to see some great deals. I've seen some major markdowns on Apple products, and you've probably heard of Apple before, I think. And it's really going to be a good year for some of the online shopping. But on the other hand, we really have a problem, because the bad guys are working double time, triple time. They're not going to be taking Christmas Day off. They're going to be trying to trick you. They're doing all kinds of phishing now, using artificial intelligence. They're using the data that's been stolen about you so that they can craft an email that just looks so good. So my number one article, one I wrote this week, is how to protect your wallet, your data, your privacy, all in one article, really. I got 10 tips in there, what they're doing and what you can do about it. I think it's important, Jeff, to let people know what they can do, because this isn't just trying to scare you. This is trying to help.
No, it's vital is what it is. I mean, and aside from just not looking at any stores online, not looking at any sites that are selling anything, how on earth do you stay safe with this?
Yeah, this is a problem for small retailers too, right? Because I start out this article talking about Amazon, Walmart, Target, you know, the big boys that are out there, and the issue is, yeah, if you shop at one of these bigger sites, you're probably going to be a lot safer compared to, for instance, you might go to a small website, kind of like an Etsy site where someone's making things and selling them for the holidays. Etsy itself has a pretty good little system set up, which is really nice.
Okay.
But people are afraid to go shopping in the small places online because of the possibility of hacking. Now, things have changed a lot also, not just with Cyber Monday, but with the credit cards. And that's what you should be using when you're shopping. I hate to say it because I'm not a fan of credit cards. And a lot of people use debit cards. And, hey, I get it. I went 20 years without a single credit card. But in this day and age, if you're not using a credit card, you've got potential problems. Because if the bad guys hose all of the money out of your bank account using your credit card, things are going to start bouncing on you. Yeah. So with the credit card, you can say, okay, I got the statement. Wait a minute, this wasn't me. What's going on? But even more than that, have you noticed, have you got a credit card lately? You notice you don't even sign it on the back anymore?
Right. That's right. That's right. Well, I did have something come up the other day, and I wanted to ask you about it because it ties into this. I made a purchase, and I don't recall what it was, but I made a purchase, and it said, hey, would you like us to give you like a virtual credit card each time? Like, we know the real credit card, and we'll keep the information. But every time you go on to one of these sites, we're going to create a different credit card, if you will, that you use that one time, and then it disappears. Now, is that legit, and should I be doing that?
Well, I do that. I said do-do. And that Capital One does that. In fact, pretty much everybody that has a Visa card, MasterCard started doing it too. Okay. So the idea is here with the credit cards that that you give them the credit card number. If the vendor is not secure and that number's stolen and somebody else uses it, right, that's your problem. So these are legitimate. It's a single-use card. That's what it used to be. Nowadays, they'll generate a credit card number for you for that transaction, but they can do it for the website as well. So if there's a website that you buy stuff from frequently, you can have it generate a credit card, and you can say, okay, this card is only good through December 31st. Right. And that gives the vendor time to actually clear the transaction. You can say it's only good for one transaction or it's good for two transactions. And it is perfectly legitimate. And it ties into your web browser. Mm-hmm. So remember, when it's in your web browser and they're offering to give you a single-use credit card, that it is tracking where you're going online. Because it can see what you're looking at, right? So that's kind of the downside. But if you're kind of savvy with the web browsers, you can tell your web browser, hey, don't let my credit card company see where I am. And then when there is a site, you want to use one of those virtual cards, you just say, okay, let it see it now, and everything will work just fine for you.
Okay. All right. Good point. And, you know, the whole thing about debit, people need to remember, your debit card is essentially the same as cash. And if your bank account gets emptied out because you put your debit card in, good luck. You're going to be going to war with the bank. And everything I've read, you're probably going to lose. And that's the reason to use those credit options. Now, Craig, I have to ask you something, and I come, now it's not on bended knee. I don't want you to get all excited about this, that I've come to the dark side of things, but last week I was in Chicago, and I was part of a big event, and there was a secondary event, which was, I'll describe it as a speaker's workshop, all right, and just interacting with different people, and you know, I'm out on the road and doing stuff, and the one guy said, look, you know, you're not really a PowerPoint guy. I'm not. I mean, my speech doesn't involve a lot of PowerPoints, but I do like a lot of visuals and my daughter and some other things. He said, I don't know how to break it to you. Everybody in the AV world is going to be, they're in the Apple world. They're in the Apple space. And as good as you think that Droid is, and it is. See, he was on my side. But he said, you still got to go, you got to plunge into the Apple world. So here's what I'm asking you, and don't get all, you know, big-headed about it, you Apple guy, you. But let's say, for the sake of argument, your friendly old Uncle Jeff says, I'm going to invest in Uncle Jeff Enterprises, and I need some Apple stuff. What's my entry point for a laptop and stuff like that?
Well, you can get an Apple laptop for $1,000. Now, if you're comparing Apple, I want you to make sure it's not an apple and an orange, right? Maintain that fruit
Talk about low-hanging fruit. Boom! Thank you, everybody. Remember your words.
Thank you. Rim shot, please. Yes, yes. So when we're talking about an Apple laptop, you have to compare it against something comparable in the Windows space,
okay,
if that's what you're comparing it to, okay?
Yes,
so the Apple laptops, they go up to like $5,000.
I don't want that
if you... Yeah, well, it's fully loaded. But you might want to consider looking at something my wife has, which is one of the new Apple chips. Hers is actually an M2, but they're called MacBook Airs. They come in a couple of different sizes. They're least expensive of all of the Apple laptops that are out there. Okay. And they're fantastic in the battery life. She goes 2 days using her computer most of the day without having to charge it. It's just phenomenal. Okay. But if you're looking for a computer in the Apple space that you're going to use in the office, and let's say you've already got a keyboard, you've got a mouse, you've got a screen, you know, a display of some sort, or maybe two or three, look at the Mac Mini, and there's a new one coming out within a week, and it's just a little tiny computer, and they made it, this is the smallest one they've ever made. It's not much bigger than two packs of cards. And it is a full computer that you hook up a mouse and a keyboard and displays to. It's a full Mac. It is fast as can be. And when I buy a computer, I tend to recommend and I buy myself the most computer I can afford, because that means it's going to last as long as I might need it to. My main computer here is 12 years old. It's a 12-year-old Mac.
Wow.
And it just runs and runs. And then I have my old laptops, hand me down to my kids, right? Yeah, they're in their 30s, 40s. But anyways, and my kids use those computers still. I have, in fact, a MacBook Air, Jeff, that is close to 20 years old that I use. That's what I sit, if I'm sitting in bed and I think of something and I want to open it up and work on something, that's what I use. So the Apple gear is made to last. It's high quality. It is on the more expensive side, but not when you compare it to the high quality Windows computers that are out there.
All right. So I wrote down Apple MacBook Air M2.
But you probably want to get like an M. Getting an M3. I think you can still get the 2s,
right,
but get an M3. The M4s are coming out shortly, too. But it's going to last you, even the M2.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, now, this is, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but is it going to play nicely with me? Because I've played with Windows my whole computing life, and I, is it intuitive? Is it friendly?
It's exactly the same, only different.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the in fact, the tests that have been run on computers with people that aren't computer people, the Mac is much more, it's much easier to use. It performs in a way that you expect it to perform. You know, when you drag a file over here or you open this up, it's very, very intuitive. Versus the Windows side, which is kind of a hack, frankly. But remember, the roots of the Mac interface here are from Next, which was Steve Jobs' company, and he came up with the whole, this is what the next generation of computers is going to be like. And then he brought that with him into Apple, and they've really maintained the look and feel and the ease of use. So most people don't have any troubles. And you know what? If you buy it from the Apple Store, even if you don't, if you buy it from another vendor, you can go to the Apple Store, and they have classes. So you can sit there, learn about it, learn about any of the Apple software. And most of these classes are absolutely free.
Can I reliably buy it from Amazon, or is that a path not to go down?
Well, be careful, but Amazon does sell real Apple and brand new in the box, and I have done that before as well. But if you have the Apple credit card, you can buy any Apple anything, and you get a 5% discount and 0% interest. So you, like I bought this laptop sitting here in front of me, and that laptop is, I think it's 1 year is what you have to pay it. But anyways, 5% off, I'm getting cash back, and there's zero interest on it. You're not going to get that at Amazon.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Craig, I like the fact you did not gloat all that much, which is good. That's a very attractive part of you. I will continue to pursue this line of questioning of you when you visit, because I want to make sure I do right by this. And in the meantime, I want people to sign up for your newsletter so they're not getting hosed over as November the 1st hits and we see all these Black Friday sales. So what do they do? What's the best way to do that?
Oh, there's so much in the newsletter this week. Did you know you're worth $300 to Google? So I've got some alternatives. But you can go right now to CraigPeterson.com, CraigPeterson.com. Sign up on the whole homepage. I will not be harassing you, but I'll be sending you all of the stuff every week.
All right, CraigPeterson.com. And if I'm worth $300 to Google, maybe I get like $320 to another site. All right. I appreciate it, Craig. We will talk again soon, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. You got to go and sign up for the newsletter. Oh, my gosh. You got to stay safe. I didn't realize November 1st is when the Black Friday sales start, and they're going to be looking for your information. Believe me, CraigPeterson.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.